and any inducement close. The inducement close is like, hey, you know, I'll stop by and we'll have lunch, something like that. So in other words, if you give me the order, you know, we're going to go out to lunch or whatever. Okay. Now the preferred supplier close, this is the real challenge, the preferred supplier close. What do you got to do to become the preferred supplier? Well, boy, oh boy, it's a lot of work and it's not easy. It's not a singular event, but rather a process over a long term. We've gotten into the purchase cycle back on page 11, you know, so we don't need to get back into that, but you know that that's a lengthy process. These are folks that are not in the easy to sell category, they're in the all set category. And so, you know, it's going to take some effort. So examples of this more macro closing, when I say macro, that's a larger scope closing. We're talking about doing training programs for the customers that run over 10 weeks. And this is an example of a program that you would do for a training program. And this is the actual elements that will be involved in that. And they're listed over there on the next page, page 82. So you would do training programs, and if you do a training program for a company, now I'm not saying that the folks in this room would do a training program, but you might have someone else do the training program for you. You would set it up. It might be done on the internet. It might be done over the phone. It might be done in person. But a training program is going to get a commitment out of the customer that they're going to spend a lot of time on your stuff. It's not the first thing you do. You can't go into a company and say, hey, my name is Garrett. How about we set up a 10-week training program for all your employees? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But anytime you sell something to a customer, there's an opportunity to give them some training, no matter what it is. You can call it any kind of training you want, but it's how to use whatever the heck you're selling is what it is. And the more sophisticated it is, the more training that's involved. Developing cost reduction projects. That's this one here. We're going to re-engineer the A474 shaft, re-engineer it, and that's all the steps that are involved in doing that sort of thing. So that's a cost reduction project. Productivity improvement projects, and you're going to formally agree to a partnership like EDS and GM, where they said, hey, look, Russ Pro didn't walk into GM and out of the blue say, you know, hey, listen, we'll buy all your computers and all your people, and we'll take over your whole computer processing center. They started doing some consulting work, developed relationships, you know, were familiar with the equipment, familiar with what the job was. They were doing some stuff on a contract basis. And then, after they were in a good position, then they said, hey, look, let us take all this. And GM said, God bless, go do it. Then the next thing that happened was they put Russ Pro on the board at GM, and he started causing all kinds of problems. You know, and I think he was saying the right thing. Of course, you know, he ran for president, too, as well. Russ Perot, but he was a little radical. Any rate, your objective is to become the customer's preferred supplier, and that's where you're going in the long run. So when you have that in mind, you know, it takes away the idea of I'm just going to sell you one thing. It's not that way. Anything you sell, you could sell to that person, to his family, to his brother, his sister, his friends, and so on. And I'm talking primarily of you guys in this area. So that's why it's so important to handle them properly and think of the overall. And ask them, say, how about, is there any other family members you have? Can you give me some phone numbers or whatever? How about where your company is? Could I come down to your company and show them some pictures or something? And if, you know, they pay money to get stuff set up. Anybody can go in and do a proposal or something like that. Getting it set up is the key. So if you guys can get something set up, you know, Gary can go down there and do the pitch if you guys don't want to do that, or you can get somebody else to do it, that's their specialty, like me. I could do something like that. If you wanted something done in front of an audience or a company or something like that, I'd be happy to help you in that area if I can. Obviously, I couldn't do it as good as you guys could, but if I did it a few times, I'd be as good, probably. Get more information. Okay, here's those preferred supplier projects on page 82. You can see where there's a planned start and a planned finish on each element. Then you can put an actual start and actual finish. This is the professional way to become the preferred supplier. You are working with an account on stuff that's really important to them, and you're helping them plan what you're going to do. If we're going to convert over stuff that Sharon's buying, all these different syringes and all that kind of stuff, we need to evaluate those things. It's not, we don't make a snap decision, we're switching all the stuff. Some of these things require analysis, testing, or whatever, and that's how these things are done, in that kind of a format. What if the customer says he wants to think it over? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that? Sure. In this context, it should be clear that we are in it for the long haul, and thinking it over is prudent. So that is fine. The important point is when we should follow up. So I've heard trainers say, what do you need to think it over for, Gary? Haven't I provided enough information? I mean, give me a break, you know. We're trying to develop relationships with customers. Thinking it over is a normal reaction, and we'd want them to think it over.